Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Hello, hello. So today we're going to talk about three ways to stay motivated. And I just want to kind of pull in some of the things we've talked about in the past and just clarify them and remind you about them, because some of these things you can hear 15 times a day and it might still not be enough. Not that you're not listening, but that you can constantly hear it again. It's just worth hearing another time because there's just so much that bombards us throughout the day that we can't always focus on the things we want to. So it's not a bad thing to have constant reminders of the same things that are important to us. So number one, how to stay motivated. Number one, make sure that you have your goals clarified and in place. So by that, what does that mean? Let's go ahead and use weight loss as an example because that's an easy one for me. So instead of saying, I want to lose weight, you need to be specific. How much weight? And by when? By what time? By what method? Sit down and write down your goals. Make sure that they are clear and make sure that they are something that is actually achievable in the time frame that you mentioned. You're not going to lose 50 pounds in 3 days, so let's not set yourself up for failure. In fact, that could just be a cop-out way of being like, oh yeah, like that's my goal. I tried. So literally sit down, write it out, make sure that it's obtainable and that you can actually achieve it and decide how exactly you're going to achieve it. You might just not be motivated because you haven't clarified your goals. You might keep saying, oh, I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. I know I need to lose weight. And you might be like throwing an extra vegetable in the mix each day or shopping at the store and always trying to get the healthy stuff or the low calorie stuff. But you haven't actually pulled it all together into a very concrete, specific goal. And unfortunately, a little bit here, a little bit there, but not having it balanced out and all funneling that energy in one powerful direction could lead to you always feeling like you're working on something, but you're not actually doing it. So make sure your goal is very clear, very specific, and very focused. Focus your energy into one straightforward beam instead of spreading it out across multiple directions and then wondering why you're not making any progress. So make sure you have a clear set goal. Number two, after you set your goal and you pick exactly how you're going to do it and how you're going to and when you're going to do it, you need to also then track. You need to make sure that you continue to then constantly monitor that goal. So how exactly are you going to lose? Okay, you're going to count your calories. You're going to drink a gallon of water every single day and walk 10,000 steps every single day. All right, so if that's the way that you're going to achieve that goal, fair enough. How are you going to monitor those things and make sure that you do it? Are you going to track your calories in an app? Are you going to track them with a planner? How are you going to know where you are with your calories? Are you going to plan out your foods ahead of time so you already know, like, okay, this is my foods. They all add up to 1,200 calories and no offense or buts. Or are you going to kind of wing it but then calculate as you go? And then if you have a day where you go a little too over with food, okay, now I need to do a 300 calorie exercise to try to burn off that extra that I just ate. So how is it you're going to do it? What is the exact plan? It has to be specific, or else it's very easy to just, again, kind of go along, feel like you're putting energy towards that goal because you are mentally, but physically, nothing's happening. Mental stress and anguish, if it burned calories, we would all look like Adonises, I'm sure, and be at our goal weights. Unfortunately, it doesn't, and it can lead to way more frustration than is necessary, because if you constantly feel like that mental anguish should be showcasing itself as progress, you can start to get really frustrated thinking that I've done so much and it hasn't resulted in any progress, when in reality, again, it's like the hose when you put it on that like misty spray function where you like open it up a little too much and it's just like, oh, it's just like misting water all over the place. If your goal is to water a flower, one specific flower, you need to twist the hose so it's a straight beam of water, a solid chunk of water that's going right to that one spot, instead of spreading your energy in so many different directions. Focus your energy, harness your energy, and track your progress. Again, how are you going to do it? Are you going to use an app? Are you going to write it down on a piece of paper? Are you going to use a planner? Whatever it might be. It's just kind of the same thing as when you set your goal. You have to then continue to monitor your goal and make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do in order to meet that goal. Something specific and measurable. And then finally, the third thing, manage your mood. So remember, your attitude and your mindset is everything. It's literally 90%. If you are able to keep yourself in a positive, I am going to do this, upbeat, sort of like inspired way, you will make so much more progress. If you allow yourself to just ebb and flow and have your moods get really affected by things that frustrate you, you're not going to make as much impact on the goals that you are currently trying to accomplish. What are some ways to get yourself in a better mood? Well, go for a walk. You literally create happy chemicals when you're moving and you are getting exercise. You're creating endorphins and you're, you know, getting that all flowing through your body. You are stretching out your muscles and just physically feeling better. That can help your mood. What are some other things you can do? Again, set yourself up for success. Instead of feeling like you're rushing around in a panic, think about the things that cause you stress and anxiety. Maybe you are not getting your lunch prepared the night before, or you're not getting your materials that you need to go out to work the next day ready, or your outfit ready, so that you're rushing around in the morning and you're feeling frazzled and you're starting your day off on a bad note, and then you're starting yourself off in a bad mood, and then you constantly feel like, oh, one day when I'm feeling organized and I'm put together and I'm not in an angry, frustrated, running behind mood, then I'll get to that. So think through, what are the problems? What are the things that are creating a problem and affecting your mood in the first place? How can we fix them? Constantly look for ways to optimize, not just for your goal itself, but for your mood, your overall attitude. Recognize what's bringing you down and then try to improve by saying to yourself, okay, I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to try something new, something different. Remember the definition of insanity, trying the same thing again and again and expecting different results. So I hope today that you have a super wonderful, fabulous, absolutely fantastic day, and I hope that you are moving in the right direction towards your goals. And if you don't feel like you're doing that just the way you want to right now, I hope you implement these three simple things and try to get them moving in the right direction a little bit more. Thank you so much for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for Daily Motivation Mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.